Hi guys, welcome back to Let's Talk Shit. I am your host Alexis Jenkins and I'm so excited for this week's episode. I hope you guys had a good May 2-4 weekend. I didn't make a episode for that because I was like, you know, people are probably going to be, I don't know what they're going to be doing. People usually do stuff on May 2-4 weekend. It doesn't really appeal to me, but so I was like, you know what, I'll hold off. So quite has happened over the past, what has happened, like 2 weeks then technically that I haven't talked to? Well, this would be the second week. But it's the end of the second week, so besides the point. Last week, I took myself out on a picnic. So basically, it was beautiful out. And I went to the store to get an ice cream sandwich because I was tired of getting popsicles. And then I decided I was going to walk along the river, and then I ended up sitting underneath a tree and hanging out. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to come back here later and do the exact same thing, but with a book and a blanket and some music. So that's what I did. Sorry, my dog wants me to pet her right now. I don't know why. She's usually asleep by now. But that's what I did. And I was there for like 3 hours. It was so relaxing. Just like, it was so nice. So a bunch of people were at the park. But it just like, it's so beautiful to get out into nature. I love nature. Like, I wish I had friends that lived closer to me, because all the friends that, like, you know, I like to hang out with and stuff, they live, like, pretty far out. But doing that by yourself is just so, like, it's like taking yourself on a little date. Like, you need to, I feel like everyone should do that. Like, you should just go out and do something by yourself. Like, even if it's, like, go get food and sit in your car at the river or somewhere scenic, or, like, even, like, getting out, going for a walk by yourself. Like, it's just so, it makes my skin look like so, like, I'm younger. I, like, went from, like, 19 to back to a baby. Like, it rejuvenates you, you know? Sorry, oh, God, that was too funny. But one thing I wanted to complain about for this week was, another COVID thing. I'm going to talk about it. Because I was like, it's the thing that's like, oh, like, how are people this stupid? So, if you guys are on TikTok and you saw, like, the Adrian's kickback in LA, like, everyone's invited. Basically, it's this, if you haven't seen it, it's this, like, teenager, and he, like, for one of his birthdays had, like, a huge kickback. He's not famous or anything. Like, it was a random kid on TikTok. But for some reason, like, because the way it was, like, posted, the way he tried to edit it to make it sound, like, cool and all that, it blew up, and, like, people were making fun of it, and, like, as a joke, people were like, oh, who's, can someone pick me up from the kickback, like, my car's gonna be in the shop, like, blah, blah, like, oh, who's going to Adrian's, like, rate my fit for Adrian's, you think he's gonna like it, like, all that stuff, right, like, just a whole joke, but then people were doing it seriously, and, like, people were, like, flying across the country, like, driving 6 hours, like, all this shit just to, like, go, and I was like, that is so unsafe, because even if you're wearing masks, that amount of people, your mask is not going to do shit for you. Like, we're not, it was just so frustrating, because then people, I'm like, you guys are jeopardizing, like, your lives still. Like, it doesn't matter, like, because the shot doesn't guarantee that you don't get COVID. It's like, it's so, it prevents you, like, from it being as bad. Like, it's like the flu. Like, it's, the pandemic's not like the flu, but, like, with the shot. Like, you get the shot to not get the flu, but you can still get it. Your symptoms aren't as bad, and you don't get as sick. Like, it's harder to get it, but you're still able to get it, you know? So I just thought it was so stupid. I literally didn't think the jokes were funny when people started being, like, for real about it. Because I'm like, why are you going? Like, there's, and then the police were there. Oh my God. I'm like, you guys, it's so selfish. It really is. It really is. Another thing about TikTok that, like, is annoying me is, like, why does every, like, group, or, like, if, like, multiple friends, like, make content, why do they have to make a whole house about it? Like, there's the hype house, there's the freaking, like, there's, I can't even name all of them, like, I just, whatever, like, you guys know what I mean, it's just so irritating, not irritating, but it's, like, it's so unnecessary, and then it swamps my For You page, and I don't want to see that, like, why does everyone need to make a house, and then they try to recruit people, like, why can't you guys just be a group and, like, make your shared content, like, it doesn't, like, why do you have to make a whole new Instagram for it, a whole new TikTok for it, like, I just think it's weird. And obviously, I understand that it's like, oh, more money, and bleh, if friends want to live together, then that's fine. But, like, the whole making a new Instagram for it, a whole, like, making it a whole separate thing than what you guys already are. Like, I don't know. I hope that's coming out right. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It just really irked me this week. That was one thing that bothered me. Let's talk about one thing I'm really, oh my god, I'm so excited for. What's it called? Wow. I totally just had it in my head, and then I pulled a full-on blank. Oh, I ordered my Shein. But, I'm so excited for it to come. I ordered so many cute summer clothes. I want to switch up my style a little bit, like, summer-wise, because in the fall, I just stick to sweatpants and sweater, same in winter and spring. So summer, I get to really show out. I get really step out. I can be that bitch in the summer, you know? But I never had the clothes to be that bitch. I wish this was an ad. It's starting to sound like one, but I wish it was. I wish I was sponsored by them, could have it. Like, I don't know. But I ordered, and I got so many cute things! I got some rompers, I got a few dresses, I got a couple sundresses, I got some jewelry, I got a couple dress options for my brother's wedding, because as you guys know, my brother's wedding is coming up in the middle of June, and I'm so excited. Let's see what else, like, there's not much, like, the thing is there's not much going on, and, like, obviously, okay, I can't say that, because there's a lot going on, like, bad in the world, but, like, I don't want to come on here and, like, talk about all the sad things. Like, if you guys ever want to see, like, current events that are going on in the world and stuff that are super important, like, on my Instagram, I have awareness highlights. I have, I think, 4 of them, and the one that is at the start of my profile, that is the newest one, so it's up to date with all the current events happening, but that's not something I everything I want to talk about in this podcast, because, you know, it can be really upsetting, but, like, fun-wise and, like, really, like, funny things and stuff, there's really not much going on, and so sometimes I feel like I'm rambling a lot in these latest podcasts, just because there's nothing really to talk about. I started watching this one girl on YouTube, and her name is Mariah with an O, where the A should be in Mariah, in the first A. So it's like Moriah. Kaylin, like Kaelyn. Yeah, just in case you want to watch her, she is so gorgeous, and I just love her personality, and, like, I don't know, she, like, it inspires me to, like, want to change up how I'm living. Because I feel like I'm just so, like, ordinary. I don't want to be ordinary, you know? I shouldn't be, like, out there. Also, you know who I think is really annoying that's been all over my TikTok lately? Like, circling back to TikTok? Summer Rae, first of all. She is so irritating. Always has been. And, like, I don't know what, like, she's never, I don't think, has done anything wrong. But my dog just let out the biggest sigh, like, she was so overhearing me talk. Like, that was rude, girl. But with Summer Rae, like, lately I've been hearing her go in all these stupid interviews and stuff, and, like, talking about, like, Taylor Holden, and then talking about Michael Jordan, Machine Gun Kelly. Like, I'm just like, girl, who cares? Like, to the point where I'm like, I don't want, like, I literally will do, like, the 3 dots uninterested thing on TikTok whenever she comes up, because I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear her, like, just, like, oh my god, I don't even have words, like, she's just, like, also this, not a person who, like, another person who annoys me is not, so, do you guys remember, I don't know if you remember her, what's her name, I just had it in my head. Oh, I know his name, the guy that annoys me is Jay Alvarez, I don't know, something about him, too. Like, just gives me the heebie-jeebies, bro. I don't know. It's just, like, wavy hair, blonde, weird workout people that frighten me. You know what I mean? Also, I hate people in my city that try to act like they're supermodels. Oh, God. First of all, that's just really annoying. Like, good for them. Like, I don't want to be bitter. Like, good for them and all. But it's, like, don't act so cool now for the people that, like, you used to talk to from our city. Like, that's what annoys me. I'm like, you guys act like people. I'm not saying you guys. Like, you guys aren't the people. But, like, people like that act like they're untouchable, unreachable. I'm like, dog, relax. Oh, my God. I don't even know why I'm on this tangent right now. I think it's because I was talking about Summer Rae and Jay Alvarez. Is that even how you say his last name? Yo, he came up with a, Nana, if you're listening to this, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to cover your ears, and then I'm gonna say what I have to say, okay? if you didn't cover your ears, please cover your ears, okay, Nana? I'm giving you another chance. Okay, did you guys see that Jay Alvarez, like, made a sex tape and, like, put it on Twitter and stuff? Like, okay, Nana, if you're listening, if you can hear me, you can uncover your ears now because I'm not going to say the word. Anyways, but y'all see how he used coconut oil? Like in a kettle? He, like, poured it in a kettle. It was on my TikTok, like, that first part, because you can't put all that stuff on TikTok. But, like, I was reading the comments, and people were like, messing up her HP. Oh, my God, pH balance. Like, I don't know shit about being a girl, obviously. HP, isn't that a freaking computer? I think it is. But anyways, no, like, the fact, like, it was just weird to me. Because, like, it was already melted, and then he put it in the kettle to, like, make it hot, or, like, whatever. I get that, like, ooh, sensory, but at the same time, it's, like, that was so unnecessary, because whoever was filming the girl, like, you had to sit there, like, kettles take quite a bit, like, at least 5 minutes to, like, warm up, to, like, start boiling, like, you know what I mean? So, it's, like, they did that, and then had to, like, sit where they were, and then, like, hit play and then go from there, you know, like, that's just so, it sounds so awkward to me, and I just don't, I've never even liked him when he dated Alexis Ren, like, I don't know, something about him giving the heebie-jeebies. Ooh, somebody that, I've always loved this girl, but her name is Savannah Montoya, I don't know, bro, but she's one of those, like, Alexis Ren, Summer Rae girls, but I don't know, something about her, she, like, whenever I see her, I'm like, oh, she's so pretty. Or, like, she used to do, what is it called? She used to have a boyfriend named J2, but they used to do YouTube together, and I used to watch their vlogs, and it was just so cute. I don't know if she's still dating, but she was dating, like, a MMA fighter. I think he was an MMA fighter. Or a boxer. I don't know. I don't know nothing about those type of sports. That can stay away from me. But his name was, like, Dylan something, and I don't know. They were just a weird match. Like, I know her and Jay didn't work out, but, like, her and that Dylan, like, the fighter, they were just, like, a weird match. It was not something I would, like, picture together. But, like, good on him, because she's, like, bad, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. I would, like, okay, so not that anyone does this, because, I mean, who would, but, like, I wonder if, like, a guy, like, his friends know he's talking to me, and they're, like, I wonder what my, like, this is her picture is, because, like, I hope they're not using one that's, like, on my Instagram feed, like, I hope they're picking one that's on my story, because I feel like those are 10 times better than what's on my feed. I'm just, like, feel like I'm so unphotogenic, and I don't know, like, the thing is with Instagram, too, is that, like, I don't know how to pose. I know about 2 poses, and then I'm, like, okay, I give up, like, it's only so many pictures you could take with me doing the same pose, and I don't know, whenever I'm in front of a camera, I just completely get, like, shy and, like, insecure about it, because I'm, like, I don't want to be seen, like, I don't want to take pictures and then, like, be disappointed at the outcome when I'm looking through the photos, because I know it's just me, like, not being confident, and so it comes off, like, it doesn't look good, you know what I'm talking about? So I don't know. I need to, like, I bought myself a tripod and, like, the Bluetooth, what is that called? The Bluetooth little remote for your phone for it. So, like, I need to, you know, like, find my inner bad bitch. Because with my new clothes coming in from Shein, I really just want to show out and show up. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I want my Instagram feed to be so poppin' that, ew, I hate how I said that. I want it to be so good that, like, ugh, people, I'm irresistible, honey. what was I going to say? Something I said were triggered. Oh, my God, something so embarrassing happened to me today. Okay, so I was taking out my dog. I was, like, walking to the curb to, like, cross the street. And because I live in an apartment, so, like, it's 2 apartments that are the same, like, you know, under the same building or whatever, but so I'm in the grass patch, like, across the road, but it's just, like, across the parking lot. It doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter. But anyway, so I'm walking to, like, go step up to the curb and then go, and I, like, there was, like, a little indent in the ground, and I, like, twisted my ankle, but I lost all balance, and I dropped down to my knees, and I, like, fell. And my dog is just standing next to me. She's like looking at me. She's like, Mom, what is wrong with you? And I just like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing to me, like falling in public or like falling where someone else can see you. And like, I looked up to the building that faces like the side I was on, like to see if anyone was on their balcony. Cause I was like, please, like, I hope no one's enjoying like their night having a glass of wine and they just see this girl fall. I was so embarrassed. And then his car started coming up like to go down to the garage. And I was like, okay, time to get up. So then I got up and like walked across the street. And I just kept my head down the entire time. Like, I didn't want to make eye contact. I texted my nana right away, and I was like, I'm so embarrassed. And oh my God. She was like, that's not even embarrassing. I'm like, for you, it's not, but for me, it is. Like, I used to take the bus to school, and like in high school, and when I was at college, when I like was away for college, I used to walk to campus every day from like my residence, and frick, bro. Whenever it was, like, snowy or, like, icy out, and I, like, did that, like, you know the little slip where, like, you kind of go back, but, like, you don't fall or lose balance or anything? I think those are so embarrassing. I try to, like, jog it off, like, you know, but, oh, sometimes you can't recover. And someone, like, even if someone just looks at you just because they notice that you move differently, like, you know, I just, like, get so... Oh, I can't even explain how embarrassed, like, the cringe, I literally get chills in my body thinking about it, like, it's so bad. I want to hear what you guys think is, like, embarrassing like that, that's, like, typically, like, not embarrassing. Like, if I'm talking to somebody and we're, like, telling stories or, like, something that happened and I, like, talk for too long, I get super embarrassed that I'm oversharing and I'm, like, and I think back to myself, like, no, like, I said, like, the right things, like, I didn't overshare at all, but, like, oh, I get so embarrassed, I'm like, oh my God, like, this person did not want to know all this, like, you know, like, even on here, I'm like that it's myself that I get to ramble to and, like, talk, but then I'm like, oh my God, people are listening to this, and they probably think I'm so cringe, like, that literally hurts my soul. But one thing with the podcast is that I get like super like embarrassed about it, like just having it, I don't know why, like it's so bad, and so like I don't want to post it on my Snapchat that isn't like my private story for just my girlfriends, and then like I, oh my God, I just like to freaking start choking on air. But I also like don't want to post on my Instagram story, like I have a couple times, but like I get, like, 200 views on my Instagram story, and, like, nobody clicks it to, like, go look at it or, like, listen, and so it makes me so embarrassed. I'm like, why am I even doing this if, like, people I literally follow and follow me back, like, don't listen, you know what I mean? But, like, my sister sent me this thing, and this woman that has, like, a successful podcast now said she made about, like, 30 episodes before, like, she started getting, like a lot of, like, not views, like, listeners, so, like, that gives me hope, but at the same time, it's, like, oh my God, I just get so embarrassed when I have to tell people about it, like, I don't even want to post it on my Facebook, where it's literally straight family, or, like, even some of my friends don't even listen to it. That's what makes me really embarrassed, it's, like, you're gonna be my friend, and I haven't listened to it, you know what I mean, but my sister does, which is good, a few of my friends do. And then, like, my nana. I force my nana to listen to it, like, the moment it comes out. Okay, guys, I want a new phone case. If you've seen on Instagram, like, my latest, like, the last picture on my feed is my phone case. It's, like, from Casetify. And it's, like, a black clear one because I have a black phone. And it has, like, fake stickers on it. So it looks like there's a bunch of stickers, but it's not real. But I want a new case. And I really like Casetify because, like, the case itself, like, is protective, but, like, oh, so wildflower cases are so cute, but I ordered for them once back in the day, like, a long time ago when I thought I was getting a new phone, but then didn't, and, because I, like, got excited and ordered it for no reason, but, like, it was just, like, oh, the material, like, the protection on it didn't feel nice. Like, it just felt like a little plastic case that I could buy from the mall. You know what I mean? But I'm like, their prints and stuff are so cute. I probably have to dive deeper into Casetify. I kind of want one with my name on it. Like, maybe I have a black phone. Like, I wish I had, like, a light phone so you could see it. But I want to get, like, the neon orange clear case, and then I want to get my name on it. I think that's what I want to do. But I'm not sure. If you have a cool phone case, can you send me a picture of it so I get ideas? Like, I feel like my phone case is cool because I've not seen a lot of people with something like this. But I don't know. I just get tired of it quickly. I like that there's a lot of colors, though, that's so it's easier to match outfits. But whatever. Oh, my God. My friend Brie came over the other day. And not the other day. She came over yesterday. And she was like, I don't have a sitter for the girls. And I was like, oh, like, I can come to you. And she's like, okay. And then I said, if you come here, I'm going to have to rush clean my room. And she was, like, laughing. She was like, if you come here, I'm going to have to rush clean too, right? So then we're like, she said, if I can get a sitter, I'll come to you. If I don't, like, which was, she just had to ask one of her parents. But, and then I said, and then she said, but if I can't, like, you come here. And then we were just taking forever to, like, decide and, like, talk. So I was like, okay, who's rush cleaning? And if you guys have never had to rush clean, like, even if it's just clothes all over your room, that shit makes you clean so fast. Like, when I want to I feel like cleaning on, like, an average day, it literally will take me hours, but I'm rush cleaning and I'm done in 5 minutes. And I'm like, where's that energy when I need to really clean my room, you know? I will just throw my clothes, like, everywhere and then just say, whoop. Oh, hope for the best. Hopefully you find a new home. Like, it's not good. I need to step up my game, start hanging up my clothes again. But the one thing the problem is that, like, my room would get clean, and then my closet needs to get clean, and then I'm trying to pull things out of my closet to clean it, and then it's all in my room, and then I'm like, oh my god, I just cleaned out, I'm overwhelmed, and then I stop. Like, it's not good. But I wonder when I'm gonna get my second COVID shot, because I got my first one. I'm, like, rambling because there's literally nothing to talk about. So, I think I'm literally going to wrap this up. Like, I don't know if I can go to 30 minutes because literally there's nothing to talk about. Nothing on my mind. So, yeah. This is going to... Okay, so I also decided for the schedule. I'm going to have it come out on I'm going to have it come out on Sundays. But I think I'm going to have it come out a little later than 1 o'clock. Because I feel like 1 o'clock, like, people are... You know, I'm about doing things, and I'm gonna probably upload it for the evening so that when people are, like, home and settled and stuff like that, they can listen to it. I don't have a definite, like, answer. I'm probably, I don't know, because I used to do 1 o'clock, so I think I'm gonna stick between the hours of 1 and, like, 4:30, like, 4 o'clock. Like, it will always be uploaded in that, like, range of time. I'm not too sure, though, because before it was 1 o'clock, but that was kind of hard to meet the deadline sometimes if it, like, the podcast wasn't fully edited, and I don't want to wake up really early some days, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a weekend, I want to sleep in. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear me choke again on air? Oh, God, so embarrassing. I need to just end this before I embarrass myself anymore. Anyways, I had fun talking with you guys, even though we didn't get to talk about two, like, such interesting things. Make sure to check me out on Instagram @AlexisJenkins, and I will see you guys next week for another episode. Bye!